Governor Greg Abbott is going all in on universal school choice in Texas. Welcome to Friday, February 3rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, congratulations. We've almost made it to the weekend. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about Texas. Politically connected businesses are lobbying state lawmakers to revive a discredited tax scheme that let them push their tax burdens onto homeowners. We'll get to that. But first up, giving his strongest affirmation of universal school choice yet, Governor Greg Abbott has endorsed education savings accounts for all Texas families, regardless of their financial situation or where they live. Speaking at an event this week in Corpus Christi, the governor said he's put more taxpayer money into public education than anyone else, but said, and I'm quoting him here, "It'd be wrong if we said that more money always leads to better results. It just doesn't," Governor Abbott said. Republican State Senator Mays Middleton of Wallaceville has filed legislation that would create an ESA program similar to what Governor Abbott is advocating for. Middleton's measure would require the state to fund the account of each child enrolled in the program with an amount equal to the average annual cost incurred per student by Texas public schools. These funds would be managed by the child's parents and could be used for private school tuition, homeschooling curriculum, online learning fees, and tutoring, among other things. Expect this to be a big item of debate as the legislative session continues through the end of May. Speaking of public education, the Liberal Texas Association of School Boards is furious that a group of lawmakers are encouraging school districts to stop funding it. More than a dozen Republican legislators are taking the fight with the organization to the local school districts, explaining how the organization uses the dues money school districts pay in from tax revenues to then work against the interests of teachers, taxpayers, and students. Predictably, TASB says the lawmakers are spreading disinformation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will visit Texas next month to help Republicans in Harris and Dallas counties to raise money. He'll headline the Harris County event on March 3rd and the Dallas County event on March 4th. It's expected that DeSantis will be among those vying for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. The field is currently dominated by Donald Trump, but other candidates have said to be actively exploring bids. Besides DeSantis, those include Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and even Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Texas Minute will be right back.
You wouldn't take your kids to a strip club, so why would you allow them to change their gender or chop their breasts off? Listen now to Season 4 of Exposed, The War on Texas Kids, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
A high school teacher in Frisco, Texas, is under fire for taking to social media to tell closeted LGBTQ+ students that she will be their safe place and keep their secret hidden from their parents. Morgan England's Instagram video was noticed by journalist Sarah Gonzalez. It also drew the ire of Frisco State Representative Jared Patterson, who said public schools don't have the right to hide any information about a student from their parents. Neither England nor the school district have commented on the situation. While the so-called Chapter 313 corporate welfare program expired at the end of 2022, some lawmakers are working feverishly to bring the program back to life. These 313 agreements, as they were called, allowed local school districts to exempt politically connected big businesses from paying property taxes. Maybe a good deal for the big businesses, but state tax dollars were then used to cover the district's lost revenue, meaning it was a bad deal for literally everyone else. As the Texas Scorecard investigative team uncovered in a series this week, the corruption, though, runs even deeper. Some school districts have been able to grab even more money by negotiating side deals with these businesses where the school district receives cash payments in return for the special favor of lower taxes in the future. Many of the deals were shrouded in secrecy. You can check out the details of this story, read the entire series, and keep up with the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Katie Drollinger, Daryl Frost, Sully Rice, and Robert Montoya. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. Here's a closing thought for the week. When your enemies are complaining about how powerful and influential you are, be polite and don't interrupt them. Have a great weekend. Look forward to chatting with you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.